Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing this evening?
Doing cigar over here. Huh?
All right.
So Blue today Moon.
We're talking about the Monte Cristo Epic Vintage 12 Blue Toro. It's got a 6 inch by 52. Comes out of the Tabacalera de Garcia factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Sumatra, binder is from the Dominican Republic, filter is from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. It is blended by the Grupo de Maestros.
Oh.
Price point is $17.75.
It's got special tobacco in it, man.
June of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
So a couple of thoughts. I think that they need to go back to AJ, as crazy as that sounds. Because a lot of the Monte Cristos, they started like having showcasing other blenders, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, and I think Monte did a lot of the Epic, AJ.
Not the Epics.
Not the Epics? Oh, so this Epics, is purposely Epics, a Grupo.
Epics have always been Grupo de Maestros.
Ah.
Unless gotcha. It's been like a blend. I love when they do. It's a blend by AJ Fernandez, but approved or stamped by the Grupo de Maestros.
Right, right.
For the Grupo de Maestros by AJ Fernandez. They do. I swear there's something like that.
Grupo de Maestros pulled up in the parking lot, honked the horn, drove off.
Flash yep. lights.
AJ threw like three out there. They're like, we want on. The only one that they got in the car is the one they kept.
One of the Grupos looked at him. He's like, es bueno? Es bueno. Okay.
All of them in a fucking station wagon, not wearing their seatbelts at all either.
That's the Nicaragua I know and love, baby. Woo! Anyways, carry on,
Jim. Hey, we're cultured. You guys are cultured, you know? You guys are cultured.
You can always make fun of the countries as long as you've been there.
It's true.
I'm just kidding.
As long as you've built houses there.
Unless if you come to this country, because in America,
yeah, you shut your trap.
Shut your hole. You don't like it, you can leave and go back to Canada, where the hell you're from.
Yeah, only we can storm our own capital. Yeah. Thank you.
You flapping heads. Okay.
You apologize on your way home.
I got that reference.
All right. What are we talking about?
Hang on.
Oh, we're talking about the Blue Toro. All right. So I thought it was average completely the whole way. It was bitter, sour. It had this like sour citrus rind to it that I didn't like. Cedary, a little pepper coming through, white pepper coming through. And that sourness started kind of carrying this bitterness. You know how like sometimes you get a, I don't know, like a grapefruit rind, right? It tastes citrusy, but it also tastes bitter. That's kind of like a lot of that was what I got, which it's a very unpleasant, it's not a very pleasant note. So, you know, it was, and it's like almost $18. This is crazy.
All right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
I enjoyed the first third. I thought it was pretty complex. I was getting like this manure hay with some pepper and herbal qualities and spices. I even had like some cinnamon, like pear and apple qualities. And I know that sounds kind of stupid. But then when I got into the second and final third, it just became really bland. It just didn't go anywhere. Like it had a really nice first third, and I think some of those flavors continued, but it really got boring quick. Medium to medium full beginning to end. And if I recall correctly, I even had no, I did not have issues with construction. Why am I not surprised by that? So yeah.
All right, John, what were your thoughts?
Guys, I liked this cigar. I thought it was pretty good. To me, it started out with stewed raisins, a little bit of tannic wood. Tannic wood gave way to some light leather, and the stewed raisin became more of a background note. And then kind of a sweet wood combination. And then I got citrus, and I didn't get the pithy citrus. I got like a really nice, like an orange citrus, really clean, sweet, and then some mild cocoa. So pretty balanced, pretty, you know, medium strength in body and strength. I was like, this is quite good and quite nuanced. And then I kind of got more of the same, just more bread, wood, baking spices, and citrus in the second third, and it was very balanced all the way through. So I was like, I'm going to be out on a limb because I really like the cigar. Last third was kind of fell off a bit, just kind of wood and baking spices, but they weren't in balance. And then there was a little bit of sharpness to the wood that really was kind of aggressive on the palate. So a little lost a little harmonious nature there. Burn was great. Ash held on well. Curiously, I had like a super tight draw, like 3.5-4 notches. So, you know, kind of makes your jaw ache a little bit because you're puffing on. I'm like, you know, I didn't realize it was $17, but you know, I would have been like, it's a little tight for a $17 cigar. Didn't seem to impede the burn and draw though, because I rated this thing good. It was good. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, the flavor profile was focused around musty, toast, cedar, dry earth, and black pepper. Final third of the cedar transition to oak. But overall, I thought the cigar had a very muddled flavor profile, and none of the individual flavors were all that sharp. There's also some sneaky strength to the cigar, kind of built up along as it was going along, and it was nearly full for me at the end, which for a cigar to get to be the full point, it's pretty rare. But the cigar is just not for me. Flavor profile never gained my attention. I thought it was actually pretty boring. I don't see coming back to this, especially at this high price point. It's just, I mean, the packaging on this is fantastic. They did a lot of work put into this. It all looks really good.
I thought it was very good on the pre-light. I don't know what you guys rated it, but I thought it was very good on the pre-light.
Yeah, I think you're on an island by yourself still. So, all right, let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with John at 6.37. Seth gave it a 6 even, and then June and I both gave it a 5.40. So, John, how did that 6.37 match up for you?
It's low. I think this probably could have gotten into the 6.5, 6.6 range if it wasn't the draw holding it back. I thought this was a good cigar. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to shell out $17 for it, but this is a fun review experience, and you know, I enjoyed it.
So. All right, Seth, 6 even.
This was the highest 6 even I've ever scored. Like, if I was going to rate all my sixes that I've ever scored, this would be the sixes. This would be the best 6. And I think it's a little high. So, especially with the price point, no. No.
All right, June 5.4.
This is, it's not worth the price point. I don't know. Why would you? You know what's really annoying about these cigars? Okay, it's this brand name that they tag from all these Cuban brands, and it's just purely the marketing of the names just drives it. Gosh, will people out there smoke better cigars instead of just looking at these fucking marketing behind it?
You know? That's what we do.
No, I mean, like,
that's why I smoke Tatooine. I'm just kidding.
You know, like, don't next time. You don't need to go pick up some Johnny Walker. There's plenty of other good blended scotch out there.
Right? What is the vintage 12 reference? I don't pay attention to press releases anymore.
I don't remember if it's the wrapper or one of the other two.
The wrapper was supposedly 12 years or
something like that.
Then you slap a name like that, it makes it seem so luxurious and old and aged. But come on, man.
It's probably like a quarter of a leaf or an eighth of a leaf in there that's 12 years old too. I love it.
Yeah,
Solera rules.
My 5.4 matches up well. I mean, it was the average flavor profile. You know, I had the cigar, the burn on the cigar was perfectly straight, but the cigar went out on me twice, so it was all right. But mid fives, that's where it's at. So final thoughts from you guys on this?
It was a big 52 ring gauge. It's one of those big 6x52s. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that girthy. Sounds stupid. It did. The girth was
a little intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a number 2 Vitola for this. It's more of like a pyramid shape.
Yeah, they
cigar,
do.
So
that's the one thing I'll give them is that when they, with the Epics, when they've done like the news, they don't make it like the American Torpedo. They do that true pyramide that like Habanos does. Sometimes it's a little overboard. But it's pretty cool. We're not going to smoke that.
No.
Are we?
No. Yeah, no. I don't think so. Good. No. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Meme, AJ, it's Group with the Mushroom.